Now, this reminds me a lot of pastors who they started off right. Yeah, I'm going there, okay? They started off correctly. They were strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. King James only, soul winning, preaching against the homos. But what do we see in their latter years? They're part of Snowflake Ministries now. Where they want to love everyone and they stop fighting. In fact, not only do they stop fighting, they start fighting those who are actually fighting. Embarrassment. And we use their younger years as an example of what how it should be. And yet all of a sudden, they get in their 50s and 60s and whatever, and then they just stop fighting. And they get mad at those who are fighting. You know, pastors will spend a lifetime building up for God and then spend their latter years just tearing everything down. Yeah. You know, so they're all about soul winning. And then later on, they're like, well, it's all about track drops. Yeah. You know, soul winning doesn't really work anymore. Well, what about those last 20 years when you're actually winning people to Christ? Did it not work then? Well, you know, it's outdated. Soul winning is never outdated. Amen. Are you talking about building a church or are you talking about seeing people saved? You know, where are your intentions? What's your goal? If your goal is to build a church, yeah, maybe soul winning doesn't work. But you know, soul winning works for seeing souls saved. Amen. It's always worked for that. Yep. So they'll spend their lifetime building up. They preach these great sermons and hard on sin. And they inspire and provoke the young, the next generation to be what they were in their younger years. Then when we become what they were, they're like, then they spend the rest of their ministry tearing us down. Right. Calling us sheep stealers. You know, these guys are sheep stealing. You cannot steal. Let me just park it here for a second. Amen. You can't steal well-fed sheep. Amen. If you don't want your sheep to come to my church, then stop feeding them spiritual tofu. Amen. You know, stop giving them sermons full of soy. I'm not stealing anybody. I don't have a list of people who I call and say, hey, you need to come to my church. You know, I don't do that. If they come here, if they come here and they keep coming back, it probably means that they're being fed fairly well. And it probably means that you're not feeding them very well. So here, this is what you do, pastor. Start ripping face from the pulpit, teach doctrine, and maybe they'll go back. You cannot steal well-fed sheep. That's what people say. That's what they say since this church has started. Oh, he's just a sheep stealer. No, you're just a garbage cook for a pastor. That's just it. I mean, can we be honest here? You need to make sure that you're feeding your sheep. And look, the Bible's an interesting book. There's a lot of interesting, a lot of good doctrine here that if you just touch on it, people would stay in your church. Even if you want to be pre-trib and Zionist, as long as you teach some good doctrine, people will probably stay. That was free. But then what do they do instead? They start tearing down the other cooks who are feeding filet mignon sermons. You know,